down, the Czech Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes announced a new project to post the biographies of individuals executed by the communists on its website. Using archive material, the site has so far examined the lives of some 19 individuals who, like Milada Horáková, were executed on trumped-up charges of treason. Jan Wellinger has the story.
The early years following the communist rise to power in Czechoslovakia were among the very darkest in Czech history, with thousands of individuals persecuted by the regime. This week, the Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes revealed a new internet project aimed at remembering those who were targeted, victims who were executed on trumped-up charges. The lives of 19 executed in 1948 and 49 have been profiled so far, including senior military officials such as Bohuslav Hubálek and Karel Šabela. Six others profiled were sentenced to death on charges they had planned a coup to try and overthrow the regime. This is only a start. Eventually, the Institute would like to publish profiles of all 262 individuals executed by the regime. Petr Malata is a specialist at the Institute heading the project.
The communists wanted to create a pervasive mood of fear. They chose these individuals as potential threats to the new regime, most often on fake and even ludicrous charges. But each of those who was targeted for slightly different reasons. Some really were involved in the resistance, others had been involved in the Western military, all were perceived as dangerous politically. It is unfortunate, but the people we've profiled have largely been forgotten, especially among the broader public, so getting their stories out is one of the project's aims.
The hope is to build a far clearer picture of those who died, and that meant sifting through extensive archival material from different sources. Petr Malota once again.
The biographies we've put up make use of extensive archive material, from our own archives at the Institute to military documents to legal, police and courtroom documents. Last but not least, we've made use of extensive material, obviously the saddest and most difficult reading, mapping the last days of the victims as they awaited execution, final letters to loved ones and so on. Not everything, of course, has been released. What we've done is made a selection giving readers a closer, more personal look at their lives.
Anyone interested in the project should visit the Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes webpage. You'll find the address at Radio Prague's website.
And thanks to Jan Wellinger for that report. The dispute over the design of the